Anime friends, it's Phoenix, host of The Anime Tea. Sorry, I've been gone from the podcast for a long time, and everything's kind of been all over the place over here, but I've been working really hard on my YouTube channel, The Anime Tea, where I've been posting some really awesome videos, including the one that you're going to listen to today. If you are on Spotify, you can watch this on Spotify, or you can go head over to my YouTube channel and watch the actual video, which I worked really hard on and has some really cool, awesome visuals, so go check that out. But if not, enjoy this YouTube video. I just want to hop on here and let you guys know that it is a YouTube video, so it will say things like, hey, like this video if you're enjoying it so far. But since you're listening to the podcast, I prefer if you either share it or, you know, if you do want to like the video, head on over to the YouTube channel and give it a like. Thank you guys so much for watching and sticking around, and I hope that this podcast slash video will help you figure out what you need to do with Funimation and Crunchyroll now with this merger going on and everything that is happening. I hope that all the information that I provide is somewhat helpful. And yeah, thanks so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the episode. Bye. Last year, it was announced that Sony, the owner of Funimation, and PlayStation, Sony Music, Sony Entertainment, and many other platforms worldwide acquired Crunchyroll. Since then, fans have speculated what would happen between the two anime streaming services they now own. And now we finally have our answer. If you've logged into Funimation's website recently, then you might have noticed the Crunchyroll name and their mascot bombarding you the minute the site loads, indicating that Funimation is being absorbed by Crunchyroll. And this is major news, not only for Crunchyroll and Funimation users, but also for the entire anime fandom in the US and worldwide that consumes anime content through streaming services. I read through every article on Crunchyroll and Funimation's website to go through and answer some questions that users might have and dive into my own speculation about everything good and bad about this merger. Here's what you should know and how it might affect you. Hey everyone, my name is Phoenix, and if you are new here, there's one rule you must follow. You need to grab your cup because it's time to spill the anime tea. Before I dive into the questions about the merger, there's a few things I have to state. First off, I am not being sponsored by Crunchyroll for this video, so this is all my personal opinion mixed in with some actual information and content that I dragged from the Crunchyroll website. If you want to see the official sources and FAQ pages for this information, you can check the description down below. And anytime I bring up my own personal opinion, I will make sure to explicitly state it. Also, I'll be starting with all the major questions and answers that you might have about transitioning from Crunchyroll to Funimation and all of the things that come along with it. So if you want to skip around to a different question, you can do so by looking at the timestamps. Or if you want to skip straight to my own personal thoughts and the good and bad things that might happen because of this merger, go ahead and look at the timestamp as well. Let's begin. First question that everyone is probably asking is, what exactly does this mean? What does it mean that Funimation is now under Crunchyroll? Basically, Funimation and Wakanim, which is the French version of Funimation essentially, are now under the Crunchyroll brand, meaning that all the licensed shows from both Funimation and Crunchyroll are now going to be available under specifically Crunchyroll's one roof. As of right now, there is a list on Crunchyroll's website of all of the anime that has been moved to their catalog from Funimation. As you can see, main popular series like Cowboy Bebop and Yu Yu Hakusho, subbed and dubbed, will be available on there, as well as second seasons of shows like The Promised Neverland. But it's important to note, and Crunchyroll states this explicitly, that not all of the content on Funimation has been transitioned over yet. They say that 80% will be moved over by the end of March 2022. So what should Funimation users do? According to Crunchyroll, users should switch to Crunchyroll as soon as they are ready. This is because Funimation's website and their streaming service will be shutting down, including Wakanim's website as well, and VRV, which is another platform created by Crunchyroll. Since you can't use your Funimation VRV or Wakanim account to log into Crunchyroll, you have to make a Crunchyroll account if you do not have one already. If you already had a Funimation account, Crunchyroll says that they will be sending you an email saying you can switch over to Crunchyroll for the next 2 months for free, and then after that you have to start paying for their platform. But again, just keep in mind that not everything has been transitioned from Funimation to Crunchyroll as of yet. This includes, for example, queues, lists, and digital copies that are saved on Funimation. According to Crunchyroll, they say that they're still working on transitioning these over. So if you have a queue or a list of content that you have made on Funimation, or if you have some digital copies, they may not show up on your Crunchyroll account as of yet. There's no specific date listed on any of the FAQ pages about when this content will be transitioned over. I'm guessing in the next few months. Now let's talk about something everyone is probably really worried about, which is the cost of Crunchyroll. But before we do, make sure you like this video if you're enjoying it so far. Let me know if I should make more content like this and if it's being really helpful for to you. That would be awesome. Okay, so the cost of Crunchyroll is now going to be the exact same. They're not changing the price at all, which is probably the best news we could have hoped for. As of right now and for the past few months, the tiers for Crunchyroll subscription service are $7.99 a month for the fan version, $9.99 a month for the mega fan version, and $14.99 a month for the ultimate fan version. There's also an option to buy a year in advance and get a discount. On top of that, there's still the option to watch a lot of content for free on their platform. Don't know how long that will continue or if that will be affected at all with this merger. There's nothing stated explicitly on their website about it. However, it's good to know that you can now watch a good majority of Crunchyroll and now Funimation's content for free with ads on their platform. What about dubbed series? As a Funimation user, you probably chose Funimation because you enjoy watching dubbed content. It is the main thing that kind of drew fans towards the platform. And now that Funimation is underneath Crunchyroll, it seems that all of that dubbed content is going to be available on Crunchyroll, though that isn't explicitly stated. All that is said is that 40,000 plus subbed and dubbed content is now available on Crunchyroll as of making this video, and more is being added throughout the month as they continue to add more stuff from Funimation's catalog. What will happen to the Funimation brand? Well, essentially, Crunchyroll is absorbing Funimation's entire brand, including Wakanim, so that means that Funimation as a brand is being dissolved. According to a quote from an article on the FAQ page of Crunchyroll's website, it states that Sony-owned Funimation Global Group LLC will now operate as Crunchyroll LLC and has initiated rebranding across its global footprint to solidify Crunchyroll as the single global brand for anime. And a little personal side note here, this totally sounds like some kind of taking over the world type, world domination type stuff right here, just the way that it's worded. Right now, Funimation is still up at the moment. Like I said earlier, if you go on there, you're gonna see a giant Crunchyroll banner and a bunch of Crunchyroll things on there and what's happening and all that. And as of right now, all the Funimation content is still on Funimation, with many titles still exclusively on there because they haven't transitioned all of their catalog to Crunchyroll yet. So lots of shows, especially new season shows that were exclusively premiering on Funimation this winter 2022 season, are still only on there and will be continuing to show on there and update on there until the end of the season. And starting in spring 2022, the new simulcast will only premiere on Crunchyroll. Something else to consider that many may be glancing over is the fact that Hulu and HBO Max and other services that have partnerships with Funimation and Crunchyroll are changing as well. So if you've logged into HBO Max in the past few days, you may have noticed that it no longer has the Crunchyroll catalog, which was kind of surprising to me because I was going on there looking for something on Crunchyroll, but just through HBO Max, and it just disappeared with like no warning. There's also Hulu, which is a predominantly US-based platform, but back in 2019, Hulu made a deal with Funimation to show simulcasts of really popular shows like Attack on Titan, My Hero Academia, and so on their platform. There isn't a date as to when this is going to end, but there's a possibility now that Funimation is dissolved that they're either going to end it soon or they're going to just let it expire as soon as the deal is set to expire, which is a bit upsetting because if you are an anime fan and you don't want to exclusively pay for an anime platform to watch content on, Hulu was a good option for you because you could watch major series like Attack on Titan and My Hero Academia while not having to pay for an extra service. Another sad thing to note is that VRV is also going to be dissolved. I made a whole video on VRV a while ago because it was at the prime of its time. It had some great content on there. But now if you go and look on there, it has definitely dwindled since its golden days. VRV had a more aesthetically pleasing and easier to watch platform than Crunchyroll for a long time. It just had less bugs and the UI was just a better system overall. But now that Crunchyroll's beta is trying to look more like VRV and be more sleek and consistent and trying to update its bugs, it's getting to that point now. And unfortunately, VRV kind of doesn't make sense anymore. It originally had multiple channels and multiple access to different platforms, anime and cartoon and Western animation mostly. but now they've ended all of their contracts and are exclusively going to just be a part of Crunchyroll and cease to exist. So a question that comes up is, what will happen to the other channels on VRV? Well, if you are paying for VRV, you might have noticed and been told that a lot of the platforms and other channels that were once on there have since been taken off. Starting with High Dive back in September of 2021, and then Rooster Teeth and Cartoon Hangover were taken off in December of 2021. And the only other platform left on there besides Crunchyroll right now is Mondo, which will probably also be taken off as soon as VRV is dissolved. Now let's get into some pros and cons. This is going to be a little bit of speculation mixed with my own personal thoughts and thoughts of anime fans online who are concerned about some things or happy about some things. In order to like critically look at this and see like how it affects each user and each person who watches anime on Funimation and Crunchyroll. So let's talk about some good things, some pros of this merger. One is that there is now one single platform that you have to pay for. You don't have to do multiple platforms. And now that everything is on one platform, hopefully all of that energy and effort to create those multiple platforms, Funimation and VRV and Crunchyroll, are now all focused on Crunchyroll specifically because they need to update different parts of their website as well as their TV and mobile streaming applications and game applications to kind of be all more cohesive. Everything feels so different depending on where you watch Crunchyroll. And if you go onto the Crunchyroll website originally, it just kind of shows this more outdated version before letting you go in and access the beta version, which has a sleeker look and it seems more cohesive. Another positive thing to think about is the fact that it's the same price for more content. Even though technically prices have gone up since the Crunchyroll and Funimation partnership that used to exist a few years ago, but overall the fact that they're keeping the pricing the same for all Crunchyroll users and new users is a pretty good deal because they could have easily just raised it and then we wouldn't have had a choice. But that's still a possibility that could happen in the future because now only one company owns these really main anime streaming services. So that's something to add to the con list, I guess. Keeping on with the good stuff, all this content on one platform for the same price means more accessibility for people who want to watch anime and don't have to pay for more than one streaming service. Or start sailing those seas, you know, start sailing those ships on those seas, if you know what I mean. Plus the fact that most content on Crunchyroll is available to watch for free with ads, so there's still that. And of course, we can't fail to mention that there's subbed and dubbed content in one place. Once again, we have all of those great dubs that exist on Funimation now on Crunchyroll, which is pretty awesome. Some people have issues with reading and keeping up with subtitles and watching anime, and dubs help with that a lot. So having that all in one place should help more people get into the fandom, which should be the main goal for these companies. But we all know it's mostly money. Now let's get into the nitty-gritty dark things, the cons of this. And there's some that really worry me. But the first thing I need to mention is that there's no mention of refunds for Funimation users on either Funimation or Crunchyroll's website as of right now. There's nothing that lists if you should get a refund or if you will get a refund for content that you paid for maybe a year in advance or a couple of months in advance or even for the month of March, which is a little concerning. I feel like they should handle that because they're probably going to get a lot of people coming in and contacting them about getting refunds now that a lot of content that's on Funimation is now on Crunchyroll. And again, it just sucks that it felt like it came out of nowhere. I don't think there's any indication on Funimation's part that they were going to be shutting down. So they were still offering people to get memberships through their website. And then a day ago, everything changed. Like, it's nice and all that they're offering a 2-month free trial to Funimation users to go onto Crunchyroll, but that doesn't really mean anything if people are still losing money. Also, it's important to note that the lowest price for Funimation was $5.99 and the lowest price for Crunchyroll is $7.99. So technically, even though Crunchyroll is not raising their prices, it is a price raise for people who only watch anime on Funimation. It's just that now, if you switch over to Crunchyroll, you now have more access to Crunchyroll titles as well as Funimation. So you're getting a little bit more for that $2 price raise, but it is still a $2 price raise. Something else that's kind of sinister to think about is this whole idea of conglomerates and like how one company kind of owns all of the animated content in the Western side of the world. And one company that owns a lot of other companies that are involved in the anime industry as well, like Sony Entertainment Music and Aniplex as well. Because now instead of being able to kind of shop around and see what different anime content that exists on other platforms, we kind of only have to rely on this one major platform for all of the major new simulcasts that are coming out each season. This also means that they are, you know, handpicking which seasons and shows get licensed overseas. And kind of everything that we see is going to be filtered through whatever Sony is going to allow overseas. Other platforms that still exist for anime, there's still Hidive, there's still Retro Crash, but those are two kind of more smaller platforms as compared to this now giant corporation of Crunchyroll that is trying to take over the world. We also still have Netflix, which is a decent contender, but it doesn't have a huge anime catalog as compared to these other platforms. And it's very, very specific about the type of anime and content that it puts on its platform. So on top of that, the fact of who knows how long Hulu will have any Funimation content on there and if it's going to end soon and how that's going to affect people who access anime through that platform. Anyway, I just have to say things are frustrating and a little confusing, and there's a lot going on for Funimation and Crunchyroll users and for anime stream users. But I just want to remind people not to try to take out their anger and frustration on the staff of Crunchyroll and Funimation. Like, try to give them a break because they're not the ones who decided to do all of this. There are people and companies above them that decide all these things, and they and the staff are kind of just the scapegoats from all the frustrated people who take out their anger on them. So just be nice to the staff if you can. And if you want more non-biased anime information about what type of streaming service you should check out, I made a whole playlist where I put the best and worst anime streaming services against each other. So make sure to check that out. It's gonna be somewhere up here. Thank you so much for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one. Peace.